Good morning to you. The Lord be with you and also with you. Praise God who loves us. Praise God who cares. Today we're celebrating Mothering Sunday by reflecting on the mothering of God. A 14th century woman called Julian of Norwich was both an anchoress and mystic, and she saw God as both mother and father. She had many visions, particularly when she was critically ill but recovered, and she wrote down all these visions of seeing different aspects of God and how much God loved us human beings. Today in the service, we'll have the opportunity to give thanks for our own mothers. And if you have a candle handy, to light a candle where we will remember those who have died. Lord, speak to us that we may hear your word. Move among us that we may behold your glory. Receive our prayers that we may learn to trust you. Calm and quieten our souls, that we may be like a weaned child with its mother, knowing we are held in God's loving arms. And if we have a candle handy that we can light, we light this candle to remind us that the love of God is like a light in the darkness. Blessed be God forever. We praise you, our God, for all mothers who have loved and laboured as they cared for their children. Blessed be God forever. We praise you, our God, for all the women we know who influence our lives and show us mothering love and understanding. Blessed be God forever. We praise you, our God, for Jesus, born of a woman, and nurtured in her love, and for Mary, a reminder of your patient, waiting love. Blessed be God forever. Mothering God, embrace us in your fierce love. Enfold us in your protective care. Calm our anxious worrying. Quieten our teeming minds. Still us, body, mind and spirit, to rest in you like a weaned child. Amen. Our first reading is from the prophet Hosea, chapter 11. Hosea was married to a woman who was constantly committing adultery. And in this reading, God is drawing parallels between how Hosea's adulterous wife affects how Hosea feels, and how God feels when we constantly turn away from God. So through Hosea's words, this is God speaking to Hosea, and of course to us. When Israel was a child, I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my son. The more I called them, the more they went from me. They kept sacrificing to the Baals and offering incense to idols. Yet it was I who taught Ephraim to walk. I took them up in my arms, but they did not know that I healed them. I led them with cords of human kindness, with bands of love. I was to them like those who lift infants to their cheeks. I bent down to them and fed them. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our second reading is taken from readings from Julian of Norwich. Julian writes, "As truly as God is our Father, so just as truly God is our Mother. In our Father, God Almighty, we have our being. In our merciful Mother, we are remade and restored. Our fragmented lives are knit together and made perfect. And by giving and yielding ourselves through grace to the Holy Spirit, we are made whole. I understand three ways of contemplating motherhood in God. A mother may sometimes let her child fall and suffer in various ways so that it may learn by its mistakes. But he will never allow any real harm to come to the child because of her love. And though earthly mothers may not be able to prevent their children from dying, our Heavenly Mother Jesus will never let us, his children, see death. For he is all might, all wisdom, and all love. Blessed may he be. When we fall, he holds us lovingly and graciously and swiftly raises us. St. Anselm was an Archbishop of Canterbury around the 1200s or 1300s, and he wrote a song. Jesus, like a mother, you gather your people to you. You are gentle with us as a mother with her children. Often you weep over our sins and our pride. Tenderly you draw us from hatred and judgment. You comfort us in sorrow and bind up our wounds. In sickness you nurse us, and with pure milk you feed us. Jesus, by your dying we are born to new life. By your anguish and labour we come forth in joy. Lord Jesus, in your mercy heal us. In your love and tenderness remake us. In your compassion bring grace and forgiveness. For the beauty of heaven may your love prepare us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. Our Gospel reading is from St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 23, 37 to 39. Jesus is coming down from the Mount of Olives and he looks down to Jerusalem, and this is taking place not long before he's going to die, and he is lamenting what has happened whilst he has been alive. And he is deeply sad that so many people, particularly the institution, the religious institution, the temple and the Pharisees and the scribes, have rejected his message, rejected him, and in their ignorance are rejecting God. Jesus said, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it, how often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you are not willing. See, your house is left to you desolate. For I tell you, you will not see me again until you say, Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. When Jesus says, You will not see me again until you say, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. He is speaking about the next time they'll see him, it will be when he comes into Jerusalem on the donkey, on what we now call Palm Sunday. But in this reading, we have Jesus really talking as a mother figure. You know, how he says he desires to gather his children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings. And the tragedy is that he sees that they're not willing to allow him to do that. Instead, they have rejected him. So we come to our confession. Let us call to mind our sin, our failure to value the love of others, and our failure to love as Christ has loved us. Your love gives us life from the moment of conception, but we have failed to live as your children. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. You call us to do good, but we seek at our own good. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. You hear us when we cry for help, but we ignore the cries of others. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. May the Father of all mercies cleanse us from our sins and restore us in him, in his image, to the praise and glory of his name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Instead of a sermon, I'm going to say several verses from Scripture. And I'll have a silence after each one for you to just hold the words that God is speaking to us. Isaiah says, as one whom a mother comforts, so I, God, will comfort you. Gentle, patient God, thank you for your tender care. Isaiah again, can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has borne? God says, though she may forget, I will not forget you. Loving, caring God, thank you for your compassionate care. The psalmist writes, but I have calmed and quieted myself. I'm like a weaned child with its mother. Like a weaned child, I'm content in God. Protecting, embracing God, thank you for your nurturing care. Words from today's Gospel reading. Jesus says, how often have I longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings. Comforting, warm-hearted God, thank you for your gentle care. in Deuteronomy, we find these words. God was like an eagle hovering over its nest, overshadowing its young, then spreading its wings, lifting them into the air, teaching them to fly. Ever-present, sustaining God, thank you for your enduring care. Isaiah writes, the mouthpiece of God, I have cared for you since you were born. Yes, I carried you before you were born. And Isaiah continues, sustaining all sufficient God, thank you for your satisfying care. I made you and I will care for you. I will carry you along and save you. Faithful, providing God, thank you for our mothers and their love. Eternal and everlasting one, thank you for your mothering love. So we affirm our faith in saying these words. We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son and Holy Spirit. Amen. In our prayers of intercession, when I say all shall be well and all shall be well, which are words taken from Julian of Norwich, the response is, and all manner of thing shall be well. In the power of the Spirit, in union with Christ, let us pray to the Father, who is our loving Father and loving Mother. A prayer for Iran. Ever-loving God, who hears us in our anguish and distress and longs for us to be free, we pray for the people of Iran and the wider Middle East at this time of fear and uncertainty. Be near those who are anxious. Bring comfort to all who are suffering. Guide those with the power to make decisions and lead them in the ways of wisdom, compassion and moderation, that people of goodwill would seek harmony and reconciliation. Join us with our Christian brothers and sisters in all places in praying for peace with justice through him who is the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We continue to pray for the people of Ukraine and for an end of violence, suffering, war and injustice. For all leaders, praying that you, Lord, will fill them with your wisdom and courage to make the right decisions. Please protect the vulnerable, the weak, the hungry and the homeless. Help us to place our confidence in you, that all shall be well, and all shall be well, and all manner of things shall be well. We pray for those who are parenting children, those who feel overwhelmed, those who struggle to cope or stay together. For parents who are having to learn how to mother their children. For parents struggling to feed their family. For those who've had to flee from their homes. For those who long for children, or who have longed for children and are childless. Help us to place our confidence in you that all shall be well, and all shall be well, and all manner of things shall be well. We pray for all children, both those who know in their bones that they are loved and those who are living with uncertainty and insecurity. We pray for our own mothers and for all who have mothered us. We pray for the work of the Children's Society and the NSPCC. For social services and all those involved in fostering and adopting children. Help us to place our confidence in you that all shall be well, and all shall be well, and all manner of things shall be well. We pray for those who are sick. For parents who are alongside very sick children. Bring healing and wholeness to them. For the work of medics who care for the sick. Give them compassion and wisdom in their work. We remember those who are mourning the loss of loved ones. Help us to place our confidence in you that all shall be well, and all shall be well, and all manner of things shall be well. We lift to you all who have died recently. All those memories we hold dear. And we remember with thanksgiving all mothers who have gone before us and whom we miss. May they rest in peace and rise in glory. God of love, we thank you for our mothers, for their care and concern, for the joys they have shared with us, for the pains they have borne for us. all shall be well, and all shall be well, and all manner of things shall be well. Mother in God, you have brought us to birth, fed us and nurtured us with your love, seen in us the possibilities and potential of who we might become. So may your gift of life-giving, horizon-stretching mothering, overflow in us and touch those around us with your love. Amen. Mother, Father God, bringing the universe to birth, nurturing and feeding, healing and reconciling, bless us now, men and women, and all whom we love, in all our mothering. Amen. Go in the peace of Christ. Thanks be to God.